140. Talk on day of departure on board steamship Celtic. 5th December 1912. New York, New York. Notes by Mariam Haney. This is my last meeting with you, for now I am on the ship, ready to sail away. These are my final words of exhortation. I have repeatedly summoned you to the cause of the unity of the world of humanity, announcing that all mankind are the servants of the same God, that God is the creator of all, He is the provider and life-giver. All are equally beloved by Him and are His servants, upon whom His mercy and compassion descend. Therefore you must manifest the greatest kindness and love toward the nations of the world, setting aside fanaticism, abandoning religious, national, and racial prejudice. The earth is one native land, one home, and all mankind are the children of one Father. God has created them, and they are the recipients of His compassion. Therefore, if anyone offends another, he offends God. It is the wish of our Heavenly Father that every heart should rejoice and be filled with happiness, that we should live together in felicity and joy. The obstacle to human happiness is racial or religious prejudice, the competitive struggle for existence, and inhumanity toward each other. Your eyes have been illumined, your ears are attentive, your hearts knowing. You must be free from prejudice and fanaticism, beholding no differences between the races and religions. You must look to God, for He is the real shepherd, and all humanity are His sheep. He loves them and loves them equally. As this is true, should the sheep quarrel among themselves? They should manifest gratitude and thankfulness to God, and the best way to thank God is to love one another. Beware lest ye offend any heart, lest ye speak against anyone in his absence, lest ye estrange yourselves from the servants of God. You must consider all his servants as your own family and relations. Direct your whole effort toward the happiness of those who are despondent. Bestow food upon the hungry, clothe the needy, and glorify the humble. Be a helper to every helpless one, and manifest kindness to your fellow creatures, in order that ye may attain the good pleasure of God. This is conducive to the illumination of the world of humanity, and eternal felicity for yourselves. I seek from God everlasting glory in your behalf. Therefore, this is my prayer and exhortation. Consider what is happening in the Balkans. Human blood is being shed, properties are destroyed, possessions pillaged, cities and villages devastated. A world in kindling fire is astir in the Balkans. God has created men to love each other, but instead, they kill each other with cruelty and bloodshed. God has created them that they may cooperate and mingle in accord, but instead they ravage, plunder, and destroy in the carnage of battle. God has created them to be the cause of mutual felicity and peace, but instead discord, lamentation, and anguish rise from the hearts of the innocent and afflicted. As to you, your efforts must be lofty. Exert yourselves with heart and soul, so that perchance, through your efforts, the light of universal peace may shine, and this darkness of estrangement and enmity may be dispelled from amongst men, that all men may become as one family and consort together in love and kindness, that the East may assist the West, and the West give help to the East. for all are the inhabitants of one planet, the people of one original native land, and the flocks of one shepherd. Consider how the prophets who have been sent, the great souls who have appeared, and the sages who have arisen in the world have exhorted mankind to unity and love. This has been the essence of their mission and teaching. This has been the goal of their guidance and message. The prophets, saints, seers, and philosophers have sacrificed their lives in order to establish these principles and teachings amongst men. Consider the heedlessness of the world, for notwithstanding the efforts and sufferings of the prophets of God, the nations and peoples are still engaged in hostility and fighting. Notwithstanding the heavenly commandments to love one another, they are still shedding each other's blood. How heedless and ignorant are the people of the world! How gross the darkness which envelops them! Although they are the children of a compassionate God, they continue to live and act in opposition to His will and good pleasure. God is loving and kind to all men, and yet they show the utmost enmity and hatred towards each other. God is the giver of life to them, and yet they constantly seek to destroy life. God blesses and protects their homes. They rage, sack, and destroy each other's homes. Consider their ignorance and heedlessness. Your duty is of another kind, for you are informed of the mysteries of God. Your eyes are illumined, your ears are quickened with hearing. You must therefore look toward each other and then toward mankind with the utmost love and kindness. You have no excuse to bring before God if you fail to live according to His command, for you are informed of that which constitutes the good pleasure of God. You have heard His commandments and precepts. You must, therefore, be kind to all men. You must even treat your enemies as your friends. You must consider your evil wishes as your well wishes. Those who are not agreeable toward you must be regarded as those who are congenial and pleasant, so that perchance this darkness of disagreement and conflict may disappear from amongst men, and the light of the divine may shine forth, so that the Orient may be illumined and the Occident filled with fragrance, nay, so that the East and West may embrace each other in love and deal with one another in sympathy and affection. Until man reaches this high station, the world of humanity shall not find rest, and eternal felicity shall not be attained. But if man lives up to these divine commandments, this world of earth shall be transformed into the world of heaven, and this material sphere shall be converted into a paradise of glory. It is my hope that you may become successful in this high calling, so that, like brilliant lamps, you may cast light upon the world of humanity and quicken and stir the body of existence like unto a spirit of life. This is eternal glory. This is everlasting felicity. This is immortal life. This is heavenly attainment. This is being created in the image and likeness of God, and unto this I call you, praying God to strengthen and bless you.